Plum fool about Ida Ray.
Well, we are excited to have some musicians with us this morning. They are from the Finger Lakes, New York area. Typically, this is a trio. The third member is not here in the region today, but two-thirds of the trio are here. They are Hannah Farley and Tim Clayton Braley, and together they are the Old World Warblers. Hannah Farley and Tim Clayton Braley of the group, the Old World Warblers. Am I getting that all right?
I hope I'm getting. You've practiced it.
So yes,
we had to practice it too.
I looked in a mirror and I said it over and over again. And I'll mention Scott Kalpin one last time because, you know, couldn't be here. And in looking at the Old World Warblers Bandcamp site, Facebook and other social media pages, he's clearly a big part of the group. What brings you two to Pittsburgh?
We love Pittsburgh. I mean, we've visited here years prior, and Phipps is just an amazing place, and that's one of the things that called us back. And just getting out of town sometimes, you got to do it. And it's about 5 hours from where we live, so seemed like the right distance and the right town.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Now, have you been to the National Aviary?
No, but we love birds.
It's a very short walk from where we are right now. It literally, I'd say, two blocks away.
I think we drove by it, actually, yeah, trying to find some parking.
And it's an amazing facility, and I'm sure there are old world warblers there, if not officially ones that maybe just happened to stop by. Tell me about the song that you just played.
It's one of the first originals that we put together, and you know, it just comes from a place of working really, really hard. And you know, we have this idea, you know, drilled into us when we're young, that if you work hard and you keep working hard, you're going to get ahead. And you know, sometimes that doesn't actually happen. And we were working our butts off on a house that we were lucky enough to be able to purchase, but we had to sign a waiver to enter it because it was so full of mold and other dangerous things. And so between, you know, spending all our time working on that and having to work for very low-paying jobs, mm-hmm. It was a pretty stressful situation, and it seemed like we weren't really getting anywhere at the time. So it kind of came out of that, but we're also very optimistic people. So, you know, we like to push that optimism through even in the hard times. And,
it is interesting that work ethic that is, you know, imbued in the most people. Everything is going to be fine as long as you work. That's not always.
We were lucky enough that it was true in the end, but you know, we were healthy, you know, and nothing. You know, we didn't get nails in our arms or anything while we're demolishing the place. And you know, maybe one of our friends did, and maybe her dad stepped on a nail. But we, you know, we didn't have anything come out of nowhere and knock us off course. So the hard work really did end up paying off, I think.
Yeah.
What's it usually does, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, usually it does. Just talking a little bit about your musical background, and let me turn to Hannah first. When did you start playing music? Did you do so when you were a little girl? Or?
Not really. It wasn't, I will say, and speaking of work ethic, my family had a very quiet house, I guess I would kind of describe it like that. My mom worked a lot, and she needed it to be quiet a lot of the time so she could get some good sleep. And my dad didn't – no one plays instruments in my family. But luckily I was gifted like one of those like $40 or $39 guitars at one point. I think – when I was maybe 11 or 12, and I didn't touch the thing until my senior year of high school.
Wow.
And then I was really lucky once I left the house to be surrounded by people that play music. So I just was able to go to places with my crappy little guitar and learn how to play music with people. I'm not classically trained, obviously. I just kind of picked it up and started playing it one day. And just being surrounded by amazing musicians got me playing. And then a couple of years ago, Tim bought a really crappy bass. It all starts with a really poorly constructed instrument. And he bought a bass, and I thought it was maybe $800, like that kind of big stand-up bass that didn't really work.
They literally kicked it when on the way out of the room looking like, for basses, and they're all overpriced for us, and kicked it. And he's like, oh, look at this one.
Yeah, yeah. But he bought a bass, and I just picked it up, and I started playing it, and I ended up being able to play it.
She was instantly way better than me.
So that's about it.
And what about for you?
I grew up at a very large family, but I wouldn't call it a musical family. I was the youngest of seven kids, and you know, I do remember going to like the Fairhaven Beach, which is up Lake Ontario, and my sister and my brother who is 1 year older than me, my sister's a year and a half older than him, they both played clarinet in this little American Legion ensemble, and I remember going to that, and I started to play music because my parents did push it. They wanted us to play music. And I remember when I was probably five or six, I started playing viola And then my teacher stopped giving me candy, so I quit. I wish I didn't, man. If I would have been playing viola since I was five still, that'd be great. But after that, I didn't pick up another instrument until I was probably 17-ish when my brother had bought an electric guitar and started playing Blink-182, I remember. But he stopped playing it, and I kind of fiddled with it. And once I got in the military, I could afford a guitar, and I bought one and had a lot of time to play in the off times and annoy all the people around me by not being very good and playing the same thing 100 times in a row.
See, it's good to know, I think, how these stories come together. You both became somewhat, hate to say serious, but more engaged with music in your late teens.
Yes.
And you sound really good together, almost like siblings, singing together, which is great. If you're just joining us, Old World Warblers is this pair. They're here. And Tyler Westcott made them aware of SLB. He of Folk Faces, and I'm so glad that he did. There, and just for the fun of visiting Pittsburgh, I want to be sure we get a couple more songs in since our segment just has about 10 more minutes. It's a shame we couldn't be turning back the clocks right now as opposed to overnight. Then we'd get all the time in the world.
Wait, is that happening tonight?
It's happening this weekend.
Oh. Okay.
So you get extra time in Pittsburgh.
All right.
Clocks go back 1 hour. We fall back, that whole fall back an hour.
Yeah.
This is fall back.
Oh, my gosh.
Weekend.
I had no idea.
It catches up on you. So, what would you like to do next?
Sorry. You just rocked my world.
Oh. Yeah, the fallback is good. The spring forward is a little hard. The fallback I'll take.
Yeah. We'll play. Yeah, I'll take this one too. We'll play a song called Bear Creek Landing, staying on par with this kind of like on course with talking about kind of Lake Ontario. I wrote this song. I started this song a couple, like maybe seven or when I got the bass, essentially. I started writing the song, and I wrote it about my mom who, around the time that she was very ill, and just the importance of spending that time with her. And it's just a fun little story song. 5, 6, 7, 8, and a. Come sit here by my side. Buckle up for the ride. We've got places left to see. I know you've been feeling ill, but we still have some time to kill. Come spend that time with me. I'll smoke cigars and you'll sip on gin. We'll play cards and you'll let me win. And we'll call it a good day. We'll count clouds over the lake, drop big stones just to watch them break, having fun in our own little way. We'll drive on up to the border, just you and your daughter, and stop at the duty free. Look at rocks and shiny things to go along with your diamond rings while they ring up my whiskey. I'll pack some sweets up for a snack and we'll agree over the fact that ice cream is a meal. And the miles will pass by with just you and I taking turns behind the wheel. Get gone, though we weren't.
kitchen shelf. The back porch is looking strange. It's where you spent most of your days, and I spent them there with you. The flowers still bloom and the birds still come. Not much has changed since you've been gone. You've been gone not for too long. Oh, it hurts now, don't you know, to see somebody go far beyond your reach. Got enough tears to fill a boat. How I stay afloat, I don't really know, as I watch you sink below. Oh, it hurts now, don't you know, to see somebody go. Fill a boat, how I stay afloat, I don't really know, as I watch you sink below. Oh, it hurts now, don't you know, to see somebody go far beyond your reach. Got enough tears to fill a boat, how I stay afloat, I don't really know, as I watch you sink below.
Anna Fartley and Tim Clayton Braley, two-thirds of the Old World Warblers. I wish I could hear each and every Old World Warbler together with Scott Kalpin. Hannah, you have a beautiful voice. It really, I think, that song showcased it really well. And as I mentioned before, the two of you singing together, it's just a great sound. And you're not, you don't have, there's nowhere folks can really see you in the area, which is fine, but I guess you do have an album that people can find on Bandcamp, oldworldwarblers.bandcamp.com. Is there anything else that people should be aware of or look for?
Well, we're taking a little break right now because, sometimes you got to refocus and do other things. And, we're kind of getting pulled in different directions. But one of the directions we're getting pulled in is to record. And, that last song we don't have a recording of yet. And the first one we do, but it's like 6 or 7 years old, and we've changed it since then. So this cold season, I like to call it, or the restful season, we're going to finally do that album we've been talking about for a little too long. And it's a lot easier to do that when you're not playing shows.
Yeah, excellent. Make sure, you make us aware of it when it does come out. And I hope you'll let us know the next time you're in town, too.
We'd love to come back.
We do have time for one more. This is, we won't be talking after it, though, so I want to make sure if there's anything else you wanted to say that you get a chance to say it.
I love Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for having us, and thanks Pittsburgh for a great time.
We're glad you do, and thanks to Tyler Westcott for connecting us. What do you want to play now?
We don't carry on in song.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So another new song that we don't have a recording of, and the song is a song I wrote over the course of many years that reflects on my time in the military, and took me a long time to write it the way I really felt like it should
be. How many years were you?
I was inactive for 3 years and then inactive, National Guard for another 3 years after that. And so this song has a little call and response part that I used to sing while in jogging formations. And so here it goes. It's called Carry On in Song. Try to make a change. You don't come back the same from such a foreign place. Never return with our freedom earned. We'll be long.
long, long gone before our tour is done. It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right, it's okay.
It's all right, it's okay.
It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right, it's okay. Hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey. Beyond where arrow flies, we dream of peace and light. I'll find you there, my friends, when my own time ends. It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right, it's okay.
It's all right, it's okay.
It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right, it's okay. But I still hear your words. Carry on in song.
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 Carry on in song. It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right, it's okay.
It's all right, it's okay.
It's all right, it's all right.
Tim Clayton Braley and Hannah Farley. Look for them at Old World Warblers at Bandcamp or Facebook. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure to have you here today.